Life Audio.
I love to read God's Word in the morning and in the evening. I love listening to it when I'm driving and when I'm getting ready for a new day and when I'm preparing to rest at night. And as you're listening right now, it's my desire that you experience genuine refreshment from God's Word today, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And in just a moment, we'll be reading today's chapter together. But before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of our show. It goes without saying, but the Bible has changed so many lives. Take a second to think about what life would be like if you didn't have access to a Bible or if you weren't even allowed to own one. And that's a reality that many are facing. That's why I want to tell you about one of our partners, Crew. Crew has missionaries in almost every country, and they are seeing people come to know Jesus. There's just one thing they're missing, a Bible in their own language. For only $24 a month, you can provide three people with Bibles each and every month. When you sign up to provide three Bibles with a monthly gift of $24, Crew will also provide meals to 12 hungry individuals through their humanitarian aid ministry. Plus, you'll receive a free copy of my book, Walking in Wisdom. Simply text WISDOM to 71326 to help today. That's WISDOM, or visit give.crew.org/wisdom. Again, that's give.cru.org/wisdom. Message and data rates may apply. Available to U.S. addresses only.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Psalm 17, and we'll be reading from the New English Translation. A Prayer of David. Lord, consider my just cause. Pay attention to my cry for help. Listen to the prayer I sincerely offer. Make a just decision on my behalf. Decide what is right. You have scrutinized my inner motives. You have examined me during the night. You have carefully evaluated me, but you find no sin. I am determined I will say nothing sinful. As for the actions of people, just as you have commanded, I have not followed in the footsteps of violent men. I carefully obey your commands. I do not deviate from them. I call to you, for you will answer me, O God. Listen to me. Hear what I say. Accomplish awesome, faithful deeds. You who powerfully deliver those who look to you for protection from their enemies. Protect me as you would protect the pupil of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Protect me from the wicked men who attack me, my enemies who crowd around me for the kill. They are calloused. They speak arrogantly. They attack me. Now they surround me. They intend to throw me to the ground. He is like a lion that wants to tear its prey to bits, like a young lion crouching in hidden places. Rise up, Lord. Confront him. Knock him down. Use your sword to rescue me from the wicked man. Lord, use your power to deliver me from these murderers, from the murderers of this world. They enjoy prosperity. You overwhelm them with the riches they desire. They have many children and leave their wealth to their offspring. As for me, because I am innocent, I will see your face. When I awake, you will reveal yourself to me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And Lord, when we look at this portion of Scripture, we see the psalmist coming to you for help and testifying to the fact that he has not followed the path or the ways of wicked men. Lord, we're grateful for that example, and we recognize that that example is ultimately fulfilled in your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the only one who ever came to this earth and lived the perfect life without sinning, without giving in to temptation. Your Son, Jesus Christ, lived perfectly on our behalf so that he could be the perfect atoning sacrifice for our sin on the cross, having no sin of his own, yet taking our sin upon himself so that through faith in him we could be forgiven. Lord, we're grateful for that fact. And we pray, Lord, that we would approach life with humility, recognizing that we are not perfect people, but we serve a risen Savior who is completely perfect and who shares his righteousness with us as a gift. Lord, we're grateful for these things, and we're grateful for the reminders that we receive from your word of our dependence and our reliance on you. And we pray, Lord, that this would be forefront on our minds today. And we're grateful, Lord, for your love. We commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.